KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia, and the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahigh graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined by another member of the Wahigh Boys Junior Varsity Basketball Team. We are joined this time around by Junior Simon Unk. And Simon, as we're conducting this interview, it is after a Tuesday practice concluded on the Walla Walla High School campus and going into contests against Kamiokin and Kennewick this weekend. Now, from your standpoint, how has the boys' junior varsity season gone thus far?
So far, I think we've been actually better than all the other teams. I think our record is 9-6, so it's a winning record compared to the other teams. As far as this weekend, I think Kamiokin's going to be a pretty tough battle. That was our biggest loss this season. In Kennewick, we won by a decent amount, so I think we're in a good spot there.
Well, fantastic. And in a player profile interview I did with teammate Kellen Hutchins, he said that in his mind, the biggest win for the junior varsity this winter was a win at Chiawana. And how exciting is it that the Blue Devils swept Chiawana, in fact, but would you agree that the win at Chiawana in December was the biggest of the year for the JVs?
Honestly, yeah. It was the first, like, big team that we played, and, the coaches were kind of hyping up that we were most likely not going to win, but we went in there, brought the energy, and we just got the win. So I think I would agree with Kellen. That was probably the first big win that we had that got the season going for us.
Now, they often say in sport that it's difficult to beat a team three times in one season. Now, in this case, it's difficult to beat a team twice in one year. Now, I'll bet they were thinking that, well, that was a fluke the first time around. We're going to get them at their place. Well, it didn't happen. So what did you guys do well in the second meeting with Chiawana, such that you were able to complete a home-and-home sweep?
Well, after playing it before, we kind of practiced some things in practice. One of them was just moving the ball. Before, we really were just kind of, it was more of just like a two-man thing where it was just like, guy would come off a screen and it was either the guard that would score or the big that would score. But this time, we kind of, their help defense wasn't really good. So we just decided to just move the ball more. And if it's not a great shot, just pass the ball, just move it around. So that's what we did.
And do you see that ball movement continuing as we get into the home stretch of this 2025-26 season?
Yeah, I think it's actually getting a lot better. A lot of players are starting to become a lot less unselfish, so that's just huge for the team. It's definitely a winning factor is if everyone's together moving the ball.
And the unselfishness that you talked about, what does that say about this year's ball club?
Honestly, I'm not really sure. It just doesn't really define a program. So unselfishness. We actually have a word of the week, and one of our words I'm pretty sure was unselfishness. Unselfishness. So that's just something that we've practiced for our basketball program, just to be better at.
Well, I'm sensing a lot of unity in the boys' program, and I know it was very, very difficult for everybody concerned when, at the end of July, Coach Berg stepped aside to become an assistant coach at Whitman, and then it looked like the Blue Devils were going to come into the season minus two starters from a season ago. Well, instead, at the varsity level, it was three starters with the departure of Truman Bullington. But with that said, things have gone reasonably well, especially last week when the Blue Devil varsity won not one, not two, but three games, and the JVs had some success as well.
Yeah. Unity is definitely the factor, like you said. Just talking about unity, I mean, it's probably the reason that we won those three games. I mean, they were all 3A games, so that was definitely the reason that we pulled those three wins together.
And how are Mama and Papa doing?
Mom and Papa are great. They're just living their life. We've been practicing some more like healthy habits as a family. So, I mean, we're kind of bringing some unity to the family as well.
Well, fantastic. And you let Papa know that his sponsorship of halftime and final statistics during DeSales football and Wahigh basketball is very much appreciated. We certainly appreciate Simon Unk for joining us for our player profile segment this time around. The player profile, as you all know, presented by our good friend and Wahigh graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And head coach Spencer Hessler, as we're conducting this interview, it is after a Tuesday night practice leading up to Mid-Columbia Conference games this weekend at Kamiakin on Friday and against Kennewick on Saturday in the Wahigh Gym. Before I go any further, let me say first of all that Coach Blocklinger did a very nice job in the coach's corner.
He did, huh? See, I've been in that role as the assistant. You know, you get used to the head coach, and the assistant comes in and knocks out of the park. So I knew he would. I thought you might get tired of talking to me. Hear a new voice might be good for you. So I'm glad he did good, though.
Well, I don't know about the algorithms, but I think he did just fine. I don't know how they compare to the Coach Hessler interviews, but he certainly held his own without question. Now, as far as the weekend is concerned, the Blue Devils coming off just an incredible week when they went 3-0, winning at Hanford, winning at Sageview in what was an incredible high school boys basketball game, and then to top it off, the cherry on top of the banana split, a win over Hermiston in overtime in the Wahigh Gym. Blue Devils beat Hanford 73-59, defeat Sageview 71-60, and the coup de grace, a win over Hermiston 68-65.
Yeah, you said it. Like, it's just a huge week for our program. You kind of have ideas what you hope you'd like to happen. 3-0 is obviously what we were shooting for. I was really proud of Friday night at Sageview. I thought we just kind of controlled that game, and our guys, you could tell the energy was there. We believed we were the better team. So that was a really fun game to be part of. The energy in the new school was really fun to be part of. And then Saturday was just kind of the opposite. Like, we didn't really play well. But you got to find ways to win those types of games as well. So to split 2-0 or to go 2-0 against 2-3A teams was huge for us, and we got to keep building on that and finish out the season strong.
And those wins come at Hanford, which is not an easy place to win, at Sageview, a much improved team because they made some additions to their varsity roster. And if anybody had any doubt about how they've come on in recent weeks, just look at that win they had over the Kamiakin Braves as a for instance. And then on Saturday, the Blue Devils down 54-48 in the closing minutes, force overtime, and then wind up edging its way to a big win on Saturday night.
Yeah, you said the Sageview win. Like, they're a good team. They have a lot of good players. They're young sophomores and juniors, but they're talented. So to kind of handle them at their place, I was really pleased with the effort and how we came out in that game. And Saturday, Hermiston is always just a weird matchup for us. And they did that 1-2-2 zone, So we kind of struggled with it. But again, like, our guys kept fighting. They found a way to make shots when we needed to. I thought Derek was huge for us in the second half. He kind of carried us offensively when we were struggling to score the basketball. But just a great win for our program, for our guys. And we got to make sure we're building off that, though. We can't be satisfied. We had a 3-0 week. We got to keep improving. We got some winnable games coming up. Like Kennewick at home, I'm super excited to match up with them and see how we've improved against them. And then we got, you know, Southwards on the road in following weeks. We have some huge games on our schedule, some big 3A games coming up that we got to stay focused for.
I was going to say, the schedule certainly does not get any easier.
No, it doesn't. It's not going to for us. Like, we're not Richland High School. We're just going to run through this league. We have to fight and earn everything we do out there. But there are winnable games ahead of us. And if we play the right way and keep improving, we'll be just fine. We just got to make sure we approach it the right way.
Southridge is not an easy place to win, and of course Richland will be coming to town on a Saturday night. That will be the last regular season home game for the Blue Devils, and then the Tuesday after that to end the regular season doesn't figure to be an easy time at Pasco.
Nope. I mean, we got to expect that at this point, right? We got to expect that every game is important. I'm kind of taking the approach that we're in the playoffs right now. We got to kind of, if you still get the 3A standings, this last week really helped us with beating Sageview and beating Hermiston, but it's still really tight in there. So we got to keep winning games and keep maintaining our spot in the standings, and it takes really good basketball and really good effort the rest of the season, no matter who we're playing.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia, continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kipple. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, "Better than I deserve." The starting lineup for the Kennewick Lions, as announced by head coach Braden Lede. Rivian Brooks will start at guard, 5 feet 10 inches tall, and a senior. Reese McClure at guard, 5 feet 11 inches tall, and a junior. Gunner Davis at forward, 6 feet 3 inches tall, and a junior. Daniel Trotania at guard, 6 feet 4 inches tall, and a senior. And Cooper Larson at forward, 6 feet 10 inches tall, and a junior. Starting lineup for the Wahai Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Spencer Hessler. At guard, Kalama Roberson, 5 feet 11 inches tall, and a sophomore. Micah Eggert at guard, 5 feet 9 inches tall, and a junior. Derek Bingham at a guard slash forward, 6 feet tall, and a junior. Colt Pemberton at a guard slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall, and a senior. And Niall Dumpster, 6'1", and a junior, or make that a senior guard. Wish he was a junior, but we can't get everything we want. Now, can we?
No.
Starting lineups. They were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, "Better than I deserve." And that's going to do it for our pregame show. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And we'll be back to the Wahai Gym for the start of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game Wahigh Blue Devils playing host to the Kennewick Lions. We'll be back after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The starting lineups continuing to be introduced here at the Wahigh Gym. Welcome back to our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside, along with Peter Allen. I'm Roy Elia, and Peter, we're just moments away from what should be a honey of a contest, the last meeting between the two teams. At the Lions Den in Kennewick some 4 weeks ago, the Blue Devils came up short, but by only a half dozen, 61-55.
Well, that was the Daniel Trotania show, and hopefully tonight won't be the same. I think it's you stop him and you stop Kennewick. He had 27-10-2, I think, in the first game. He was 5-9 from three. He's just a killer. Thankfully, he's a senior, so this hopefully might be the last time we got to deal with him. He's just a tremendous player. But I think that they're going to – I think they have a game plan for him, and hopefully they can execute it. I think Kalama Roberson is going to be heavily involved in that, and he's our best on-ball defender by a lot.
Well, it was a great contest. Trotania had himself quite a first half. He scored 14 points in the first quarter and was absolutely on fire from downtown and beyond.
Yeah, I mean, they won the first quarter going away. You know, we won the rest of the game. If we can extend it out and hold them close and hold him down, we got a great shot at knocking off who is now the top of the 3A in the MCC. So, Niall Dumpster here with a fist bump for us. He's going to be key to the game. If he gets hot, he's struggled a little bit from three in the last couple games, but talked to him this morning, and he's feeling good. He's feeling positive, and let's hope his stroke gets going.
And our first quarter for this upcoming boys contest presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. And now, the Wahigh Fight Song! And the ball in the air and the tip controlled by Kennewick, and we are underway. Kennewick with the first possession of the contest. Far corner, Trautania for three. Missed it. Round and off. Rebound off to Larson. His putback is no good. And the rebound off to Bingham. Far side to Eager. Now to Derek Bingham.
Boy, that Larson is a big kid, but I'm not sure how skilled he is, so hopefully he won't be a problem for our not-quite-as-tall gentleman.
Bemerton between the rings to Eggert. Three on the way by Micah. Not close. And the rebound off to Larson. Far side, Trautania. Trautania cut off by Pemberton. Forced to the wing by Roberson. And now it is off to Brooks. Far corner, here is Trautania. Jumper in deep on the left-hand side. He missed it. A brick off the back iron. And the rebound off to Kalama Roberson. Here is Derek Bingham with the basketball. Against Trautania. Blows by Trautania and scores! Bada bing! Bada boom! 2-0 the Blue Devils. A minute and 7 seconds and counting into the first quarter. Kennewick in possession of the basketball. Near side it is McClure. McClure stops the dribble. Looking. Pass out front. Deflected by Larson but taken by Brooks. Brooks near side on the dribble. Now far side on the dribble. Pass inside for Larson off his hands. Taken by McClure. Far corner. Here's a three on the way. It is blocked on the far side. Blocked by Bingham. The attempt far side. Deep far corner by Davis.
Well, I think this is a good start. The energy looks good. Good defense on Trautania. And Derek Bingham getting a little bit something early. If we can get him going early, that's a good sign.
Pemberton with a shot inside over Larson. It misses. Nothing but glass, and Kennewick comes the other way. 2-0 the Blue Devils. Here's a three near side. Off the rim, no good for McClure. Offensive rebound, Larson. Far corner, Brooks for three. That one's in and out. Rebound far side taken by Derek Bingham. Bingham far side on the dribble. Derek Bingham with a basketball. Three straight away. Off the rim, no good. Rebound off to Larson.
Would have liked to get a little bit better shot there, move the ball around. But I think if Derek takes it to the hole, they're gonna have to deal with him, which is going to leave our shooters open.
McClure, far side, Davis. Davis against Derek Bingham, drives near side. Davis lays it up, left it short. Rebound inside is taken by Roberson. Now it is Eggert far side in the far corner to Dumpster. Back to Micah Eggert. 2-0 the Blue Devils, 5:15 and counting left in the first quarter. Eggert with a basketball. Now to pick by Pemberton. Gets it up top to Dumpster. Dumpster drives on Davis. Gets by Davis. Inside for Pemberton. Far side for Roberson. The ball through his hands and out of bounds. And the ball back to Kennelly.
I really like to see now Dumpster take it to the hole. You know, he's been a spot-up shooter most of the season. Hasn't really pushed it, but he's quick enough to get to the rim. And that's going to open up more things for him. So I like that a lot.
Kennelly in possession of the basketball. Trautania. Far side it goes to McClure. McClure against Dumpster. Almost had it knocked away. Far corner to Brooks. Around a pick. Stops at the high post. Puts it up. Missed it off the back of the rim. The rebound off to Eggert. 2-0 the Blue Devils. 4:40 and counting left in the first quarter. Eggert with a basketball. On the dribble out front. Now he'll drive far side on Brooks. He'll put it up. Shot blocked by Larson. Taken by Trautania. Trautania into the front court. Down the near side he goes. He'll lay it up. Shot blocked, but he's knocked to the deck and fouled.
Well, I don't mind that foul. I mean, Kalama Roberson was with him the whole way, already proving to be a pretty big pest, getting some good backside help from Derek to block it. And sometimes it's good just to let him know that you're there. So I don't mind that foul at all.
Just a friendly reminder, right?
Exactly.
Knock him to the deck if you have to. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Trautania is up and good. I don't mean that as a cheap shot. I'm just saying be physical, be aggressive. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Trautania up and good, and we are tied at 2. 4:18 and counting left in the first quarter. Here is Eggert driving far side on Brooks, and he will score!
Just a great little touch pass from Pemberton in the high post. Little give and go, and Micah just exploited that hole to greatness.
Here is McClure along the baseline. Far side, Brooks. Nice pump fake. Three on the way. Missed it. Rebound deflected out of bounds. They save by the Blue Devils, and the ball will stay with Kennewick. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. 3:57 left in the first quarter. Blue Devils 4, Kennewick 2. Lions inbounding on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Here is Davis into the lane. Davis stops. He was cut off by Bingham. Gets it up top to Trautania. Trautania, a spin move on Roberson. Rises for a jumper and scores.
That's just a good individual effort by Trautania. He's such a good player. But Kalama Roberson was in his hip pocket the whole way. And if we can make him take tough shots, that's a good thing.
Here's Bingham down the far side. Derek Bingham with a nice drive. Far side. Reminding us of that performance he had a week ago when he scored 23 of his game-high 26 points against Hermiston in amazing fashion in the second half and in overtime as Kennewick gets a three-pointer far side from McClure. Kennewick takes a 7-6 edge. Here is Bingham driving on Trautania this time. Puts it up off the glass, no good. And the rebound off to McClure. Outlets it to a cherry-picking Brooks for an uncontested lay-in. 9-6 in favor of Kennewick. Bingham looked to pass it near side. He lost possession. They're going to say the ball out of bounds. Might have been deflected by Kennewick, but the official says no.
Well, that might have been an example of a solid argument job by one of the Kennewick players and the refs being persuaded, which is never my favorite thing.
Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Gabe Davenport and Jacob Griffith into the Blue Devil lineup, and now two officials having a discussion at near side. So the previous sequence under further review at 2:48 left in the first. 9-6 is our score in favor of Kennewick.
Well, you got to wonder when the officials are clearly not in agreement and then nothing happens. But if they can't know what's going on, then what else do the rest of us have?
Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. The Zenders in for Kennewick, Jared and Zeke. Ball down in the low block to Zender, far side. Now driving from the far side is Davis. Blows the lane. The rebound deflected out front. Taken by Dumpster. Dumpster to the other end. And Dumpster lays up left. It's short, but he is fouled.
I like this version of Nile. He's going to the 10. He's so long for somebody his size. He's got long arms and is quick. So I think if they think that they're going to have to defend him to the bucket, it's going to help him get shots off from the outside.
A point, my kingdom, for a point, says Niall Dumpster. He went scoreless last night at Kamiakin. His first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw up and good to make it a 9-7 ball game in favor of Kennewick. With 2:24 left in the first quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt is also good. The scoreboard update earlier in the quarter was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Here is Brooks at the free throw line. Gets it on the near side to Jared Sender. He will drive in, drop it off inside for Zeke, who lays the ball up and in.
You know, Niall Dumpster talked to him this morning, and he was pretty convinced that he set a Wahigh record in being the first player in Wahigh history to have more technical fouls than points. So he was pretty proud of that, although maybe not so proud of the technical.
Here is Bingham driving into the lane, left-handed lay-in no good, but a foul is going to be called on Trautania of the Kennewick Lions. Derek Bingham to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws.
Doesn't hurt my feelings to get one on Trautania. If we can get a few more, that would be good for Wahigh. Bingham makes the first one.
Presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Micah Eggert re-enters. He is in for Kalama Roberson. I look at this kid's physique, Peter, and I'm just amazed. And I'm saying, he's a sophomore? A sophomore in college? A sophomore in graduate school? I mean,
Roy, come on now. I know when you look at Kalama, you think it's like looking in a mirror. I
The kid is a stud.
He really
what can I
is.
Say?
He is something.
Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws split just a moment ago. It's 11-9 in favor of Kennewick. 90 seconds and counting left in the first quarter. And Trautania gets a pass inside. The foul is going to be called on Micah Eggert. Going to call a hand check, Peter.
I don't really like that. I think if you start calling that, oh, wait.
Oh, for crying out loud. Technical foul called on the Blue Devil bench.
Well, I think that's the officials' fourth game today. You know, they mentioned it to me in passing, and they might be a little tired, a little impatient. So, quite frankly, I think that that might be more on them than on us.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The Blue Devil native's getting restless.
For sure.
And only in the first quarter, yeah. Free throw by Tritania. Poetic justice rattles in and out.
I believe the saying is, ball don't lie, Roy.
I agree. Paraphrasing Shakira, right?
Yeah, Shakira, or maybe Aristotle. I can't remember which is which.
Well, now, why are they getting more free throws? Come on, boys. It's figure it out.
A little short-term memory loss on the part of the officials here in the first quarter.
So Tritania splits the pair, and Kennewick leads 12-9 with 1:28 left in the first quarter. And Kennewick will possess the basketball. The ball into Tritania. Guarded by Micah Agard. A near knock away by Jay Griff. Between the rings to Brooks. Brooks will drive on the far side. Stop in the lane. Offer Tritania. He'll slash into the lane. Turnaround shot. Up and good. That's an amazing shot by Tritania.
He is so athletic. I mean, he's been terrorizing this league for 4 years, and I think we'll be pretty happy to see him move on. But, boy, he has really been fun to watch.
14-9 Kennewick. We're in the final minute of the first quarter. Far side, Derek Bingham with the basketball, guarded by Brooks. He'll go into the lane. Lost the ball. It is loose. Taken by Jay Griff. Near side, Gabe Davenport. Now it is Agard. Now it is Jay Griff for the lay-in.
Boy, was that a good job of driving kick down in by Micah Agard. Just a little pocket pass there for the bucket by Jay Griff.
Three out front by Tritania is off the mark. The Blue Devils control the rebound. 14-11 Kennewick. The shot clock is off. 21 seconds and counting left in the first quarter. Agard holds things up. Down to 14 seconds left in the quarter. Down to 10 seconds. Down to 9. High post. Here is Bingham against Brooks. Has the ball knocked away, and a foul is going to be called on Brooks. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the far sideline front court. The sideline, of course, presented by Washington Trust Bank. The ball into Agard. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Off for Bingham. Bingham, a three out front. It is off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound. Dumpster. Hill reload from the far side. It's just short. Here at the end of the first quarter, Kennewick 14, Wahigh 11. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Kennewick 14, Wahigh 11 as we begin the second quarter. The Smith-Columbia Conference boys basketball game, along with Peter Allen. I'm Roy Elia, coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. And out of the break between quarters, a nice pass from the far side to Colt Pemberton. He is blocked inside. He is fouled inside by Larson, who re-entered during the break between quarters, Peter.
Well, again, I'll say it again. Larson is just a big kid. I think if we can I think if we can be quick down low, we can avoid his shot blocking prowess. But he's got us at least twice already, but at least we drew the body on him there.
Both Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws up and good for Colt Pemberton. He also a Zip Zone Conoco substitution during the break between quarters. And it's 14-13 in favor of Kennewick. Zender gets it in for Tritania. Near side, McClure. A three on the way by McClure. In and out of heartbreak. Rebound deflected by Roberson. Taken by Larson. Up top, McClure. Now on the far side, driving is Zender. His shot put up and no good. And the rebound comes off to Colt Pemberton. Now to Micah Eger. Near side, here is Roberson. Roberson into the lane. Stops. Gets it up top for Pemberton. Colt Pemberton will drive on Larson. Far corner, Davenport for a three.
Yes!
Three for the babyface. The babyface assassin alive and well in the Wahigh gym. And at the other end, a reach and foul going to be called on the Blue Devils. It's on Gabe Davenport. That Bruce Reed three means $10 more for Big Blue Boosters. Thank you, George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones.
I tell you what, Gabe hit a couple big threes for us last night at Kamiakin, and I've coached Gabe, and I've been with Gabe. I watch a lot of basketball, and if he can bury a couple shots early, he can go nuclear.
Brooks back in for Kennewick, and he drills a three from the deep far corner. Moving on, Brooks with the tray, and Kennewick leads 17-16. Far side, Pemberton. Free throw line extended up top for Roberson. Near side to Eggert. Micah Eggert between the rings to Davenport. Davenport will bounce it in the far corner to Jay Griff. Goes into the lane. Near corner, Eggert for three. It's off the rim, no good. Just a little too strong. Gets his own rebound. Skip pass inside for Griffith. It's by Jay Griff and out of bounds. And the ball back to Kennewick.
You know, Micah has had a little bit of struggle from distance this year. In the last week, he's hit a few. Missed both of his attempts tonight. But if he can get it going, that gives him another dimension outside that causes problems. So confident he can get it rolling.
How capable is he? Well, I hearken back to the opener. The opener, the Blue Devil season last year, as Tritania throws down a dunk to give Kennewick a 19-16 lead. Micah Eggert had 10 points in that season opener at Lewis and Clark a season ago. Blue Devils won 61-54. How many points did he score in the fourth quarter? 7. And that was the difference in the ball game.
Yeah, he's a great player. He really is the kind of the heart of this team. He's so tough, and he just doesn't ever get rattled. So if his steadying influence is any indicator, we'll be just fine.
Blue Devils turn the basketball over. A couple of Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Luke Higgins into the ball game for the Blue Devils. Looping pass inside for Larson. Pass on the far side, and nobody's home except the Wahigh cheerleaders and the Wahigh dance team.
Larson may be trying to manufacture a date out of that pass. Good luck, kid.
All the best, big fella. Go get him, big fella! Oh, if Bill Raftery were here. Go get him, big fella! 19-16, Kennewick, 5:41 and counting left in the second quarter. Here is Roberson, far side. Tied up by Larson, gets it on the far side to Pemberton. Pemberton up top to Bingham. Bingham against Tritania. Spin move on Tritania. Shot over Tritania is around and in!
You know, when Derek Bingham shoots from a balanced base, he's very, very effective. I was really glad to see him stop, gather, pivot, and go up straight rather than off balance. So if he keeps doing that, he's going to have a great day.
Could have his own math problem. Base times height equals 2 points. And here is Brooks out of control going into the lane. He can't score, and the Blue Devils unable to corral the rebound. And the ball in the possession of Kennewick. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Zeke Zender is in. Larson comes out with 5:06 left in the second quarter.
Well, that was just an example of active hands getting a little bit too active. Luke Higgins slapping that ball out of Micah Eggert's hands, giving the ball back to Kennewick.
Here is Davis, far corner to Brooks, gets it on the wing to McClure. McClure, a pocket pick from behind by Bingham, loose ball taken by Eggert. Eggert to the other end, he'll lay it up, no, and he is fouled. Fouled on the play is the Blue Devil ace. Who is the foul on? It is on Kennewick's ace, Brooks, who wears number 1 on that black jersey. Orange numerals, orange lettering, and white trim. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Eggert, up and good, and a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Bryson Bland in for Brooks in the Kennewick lineup. We're tied at 19. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Eggert. That one is good. Blue Devils 20, Kennewick 19. 4:50 and counting the time remaining to be played in the second quarter. Near side with the basketball is Bland. Far side, long three on the way by McClure. That's an air ball. Going to go out of bounds. Saved by Tritania. Ball went through the legs of Zender down low. Blue Devils get a break. And Bingham the other way. Bingham has his pocket pick on the far side. Picked on the far side by McClure. And a pass on the far side by Kennewick. Knocked out of bounds by Luke Higgins. And Kennewick will retain.
Well, a lot going on there, although it's nice to see Micah Eggert get both free throws. He's about a 74% free throw shooter, one of the better free throw shooters on the team, so that's nice to get those down. And then when chaos happens, you never know exactly what you're going to get, but, you know, Luke Higgins flying around to make that a disruptive. Otherwise, Tritania had a pretty easy go at the bucket, so nice play by Luke.
And a timeout called. Blue Devils 20, Kennewick 19. You're talking about you never know what you're going to get. A Forrest Gump moment during the course of this ball game. Life is like a box of chocolates. That's right. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, well, let's hope most of the Forrest Gump decisions are made by Kennewick today. And we maybe are a little smarter than Forrest from our side.
I'll tell you one thing. The guy did have... I mean, the guy did get a college degree, for heaven's sake.
I suppose that's true.
Served his country well in Vietnam. Saved Lieutenant Dan's life.
It's a good point.
So, hey, Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Niall Dumpser has re-entered for the Blue Devils. Tritania down low, puts it up no good. They're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils.
Boy, I thought Kalama had position there. The refs disagreed with me yet again. But good defense. Good defense by Kalama.
That's his first foul, team second. And Tritania to the free throw line for a pair of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first is good. We're tied at 20 with 4:13 remaining in the second quarter. The second attempt by Tritania, presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind, is also good. And Kennewick takes a 21-20 lead. Derek Brigham, front court. Off to Cole Pemberton. Hands it off, Dumpser, a three straight away. Yes!
There we go. Getting Niall going is going to be key. It's nice to see him hit a nice long one. It's been the first time in the last few games.
Bruce Reed, three, gives the Blue Devils a 23-21 edge. Tritania with an air ball on the near baseline. That three just a moment ago means $10 more for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler, Edward Jones. Another three on the way by Dumpster. A deep one far side is off the front of the rim. And the rebound off to Kennewick.
A little bit of a heat check there, but, you know, that's what shooters do.
And we're going to have a blocking foul called at the midcourt area on Derek Bingham. They say he blocked McClure. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Larson back in for Kennewick for Zeke Zender. In for the Blue Devils, Nate Allen and Micah Eggert. Coming to the sideline, Derek Bingham and Luke Higgins. Your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Wahigh 23, Kennewick 21, 3:28 remaining in the second quarter. McClure with a basketball. Dribbles near side. Stops. Looks. Gets it up top here. Is Bland now. It is off to Davis. Davis in the lane against Eggert. Gets around Eggert and scores. And we're tied at 23. 3:04 and counting left in the second quarter. Eggert with the basketball. Off for Niall Dumpster. Bounce a high post to Pemberton. Pemberton to Dumpster. Dumpster far side. Dumpster on the drive. In for Roberson. Up top, Pemberton, a three straight away. Off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Tritania. Tritania out of the backcourt on the dribble. Closely guarded by Kalama Roberson. Tritania on the dribble. Goes into the lane. Shot over Roberson, no good. Tipped With that's two just, hands by Trautania is good.
That's just great athleticism, although I think, you know, might have carried the ball and maybe gave a little forearm shiver in order to get that space, but that's just a one man's opinion.
Other than that, a clean play, right?
Yeah, totally.
25-23 Kennewick, 2:15 and counting left in the second quarter. Spin move by Roberson. Into the lane he goes, puts it up and missed it. Rebound deflected by Larson, taken by McClure. Tough break there for the Blue Devils. Here is McClure. He is stripped. Ball goes into the lane, taken by Trautania, and another foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. Now, that one is going to be called on Kalama Roberson.
I believe that was a foul that was called in anticipation of something that might happen rather than anything that actually did happen.
And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Jacob Griffith in for the Blue Devils for Kalama Roberson with 2:02 left in the second quarter. 25-23 in favor of Kennewick. Trautania at the stripe for his seventh and eighth attempts of the game. First one's up and good. 26-23 in favor of Kennewick. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw off the mark. And now a foul is going to be called on Larson. Got too physical with Colt Pemberton on the rebound, Peter.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. He didn't think he fouled anybody, but I suppose that Gulliver doesn't think he steps on Lilliputians either. So, you know, agree to disagree, big fella.
Bottom line, Mr. Larson, you're the one who's wrong.
Indeed, indeed.
30-second timeout called by the Blue Devils. Kennewick leading at 26-23. Entertaining contest, to say the very least, Mr. Allen.
Boy, I tell you, I couldn't have asked for better games to do this. It's really been a pleasure. I don't think it's me, but it's sure been fun to watch these kids, both on the girls' and boys' side, play hard. They're really coming into their own as we get to the latter part of the conference season. It's exciting to think that these guys are going to go into districts playing their best basketball.
Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Jared Zender is back in for Kennewick. Blue Devils in possession of the basketball after the timeout period. Here is Pemberton. Hands it off to Dumpster. Near corner to Eggert. Eggert will drive into the lane. Off for Pemberton. Pemberton on the far side. Down in the low block. He is double teamed. Needs help. Gets it to the free throw line to Allen. One dribble. And he'll put one up with the right hand. A little too strong, and the rebound off to Trautania. Here is Trautania into the front court. Far side, look out. Open for three is Davis, and he missed it. And the rebound comes off to the Blue Devils. Jay Griff, far side to Micah Eggert. 1:23 and counting left in the second quarter. 26-23 in favor of Kennewick. Here is Pemberton with the basketball, driving far side. Throws it up and in off the glass over Davis.
Just a great take by Colt. Way to take it strong to the bucket.
And we're going to have a reach-in foul at the other end. Reach-in foul is going to be called on Nate Allen. His first. And that will mean free throws for Kennewick. Davis to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. 26-25 Kennewick. 1:09 left in the second quarter. Free throw, missed it off the front of the rim. Another try for Davis. This one, he missed it. The rebound off to Jay Griff.
Good job boxing out by the Blue Devils there to corral the ball and head back up court.
Eggert near side to Pemberton. In the near corner, pass stolen by Trautania. Far side, driving is McClure. Throws it up and missed it. Rebound off to Trautania, and another foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. And that one's on Colt Pemberton. Trautania back to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. 51 6/10 seconds remaining in the second quarter. And the first attempt up and good. 2nd one on its way. That's around and in. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Gabe Davenport re-enters. He is in for Nate Allen, who gave the Blue Devils some quality time. And the ball into Micah Eggert. 28-25 Kennewick. Here is a nice drive by Eggert. Lays it up and missed it. The rebound off to Trautania. Trautania into the front court. Near side. McClure driving near side. Gets by Jay Griff and lays it up and in with the left hand. McClure with five. Kennewick up by five. 30 to 25. Eggert near side. Up top for Pemberton. And Pemberton is going to be hand-checked and fouled. Hand-check foul going to be called on Kennewick. It is called on Bland. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the far sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Shot clock is off. 30 to 25 in favor of Kennewick. Here is Pemberton into the lane. Throws it up off the glass and good!
Another good job by Colt, taking it strong. I love it when he gets in there because he's such a tough kid.
Look out, far corner. And now on the wing, here's a shot by McClure. He missed a three from the far side, and that is going to bring the first half of play to a conclusion. Colt Pemberton claims the rebound. And here at the halftime, good ball game. Kennewick 30, Wahai 27. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro can help you create personalized strategies to reach your financial goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Wahai Gym, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. It is halftime. The Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Kennewick Lions 30 to 27, Peter.
Yeah, I thought the second quarter was really a story. Two Wahai players, Colt Pemberton, really getting on the glass and being solid down low on offense, getting some buckets at the rim, which was key, and also Nile Dumpser. Nile incorporating some of the pieces of his game he hasn't necessarily used recently, but hitting a three and getting himself going was key.
And our halftime report from the Wahai Gym, presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at land title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We'll begin our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report, as we always do, with halftime statistics. Presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. First half scoring for Kennewick, Brooks with five, McClure with five, Davis with two, Trautania 16, Zeke Zender with two. Kennewick 10 first half field goals, two from long distance. Kennewick 8 for 12 from the free throw line. And Kennewick was called for seven personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Micah Eggert with four. Derek Bingham with seven. Jacob Griffith with two. Colt Pemberton with six. And Niall Dumpser with five. The Blue Devils, nine field goals in the first half. Two from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils, seven for eight from the free throw line. The Blue Devils were called for eight personal fouls. So our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Halftime score, Kennewick 30, Wahai 27. We'll continue the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Wahai Gym, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. A senior recognition for Wahai cheerleaders going on here at the halftime break. As we continue our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report, we tell you that the Kennewick Lions are leading the Wahai Blue Devil boys by a score of 30-27.
We've got a game on our hands, which is what we thought we would have. I think that Coach Hessler's put in a pretty good game plan. And even though Daniel Tratania has 16 points, I mean, they've come mostly from the free throw line. So that means we're making him work hard for his buckets. You know, whether or not the officials are going to loosen up a bit, we'll see. But I think defensively we've done a good job. Offensively, we're moving the ball and getting good shots, getting good opportunities. So, you know, we're right in this. It's going to come down to the wire. I absolutely guarantee it.
You mentioned the free throws. Tratania in the first half was 8 for 10 from the free throw line. So Tratania shoots 10 free throws. The Blue Devils as a team shot 8 in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, he's so athletic. He attacks the rim. And I think that after 4 years in this conference of everybody watching him do it, you know, he gets the benefit of the doubt a little bit. I'd like to see the officials let these boys play a little bit more, but, you know, we'll see how that goes in the second half.
And senior recognitions continuing here at the Wahai Gym. And what a special night it is for these young ladies, cheerleaders, dancers. What a phenomenal job they do. I mean, we talk about how athletic and the time commitment put in by athletes. Well, my goodness, these young ladies, as athletic and as good as anybody, quite frankly.
Yeah, people who don't think that cheerleading is a sport or cheerleading is athletic is not paying attention. And the commitment that these young ladies put in is as significant as any other sport at Wahai. So it's really nice to see them get recognized here for all their efforts and their commitment over 4 years. And it sounds like these young ladies have bright futures ahead of them, and we're proud of them.
And that's going to do it for our halftime report. It was presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. In our halftime score, Kennewick 30, Wahai 27. We'll be back to the Wahai Gym after a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Wahai Gym along with Peter Allen. I'm Roy Elia. We are coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Just about set to begin the second half of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. The Wahai Blue Devils trailing the Kennewick Lions by a score of 30-27.
I'm excited for the second half. I think it's going to be great basketball. You got these kids flying around. Hopefully we can stop Daniel Trautania or at least contain him. We were able to do that in the second half of the first game. And so, you know, with a three-point spread, it's a much better situation than we found ourselves before. Hopefully the home crowd gets into it and stays in it, and we get it done here.
In our third quarter, presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Kennewick 30, Wahai 27, as we ready ourselves for the third quarter of this contest. And next week, the Blue Devil boys and girls will be at Southridge on Friday. They will host Richland next Saturday, airtime next Friday, 5:15, airtime next Saturday, 2:45, right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. The second half is underway. Kennewick possesses the basketball. McClure to the high post. Lost his man for a moment. Puts up a jumper. Missed it badly. The rebound comes off to Kennewick. Taken by Davis. Brooks far side for three. And he knocks it down. Blue Devils hurt by an offensive rebound by the opposition. And that was something that was certainly evident last night. The Blue Devils gave up 23 offensive rebounds to Kamiakin last night in that 55-38 defeat in the Tri-Cities. Here is Roberson near side. Has the ball knocked away. Recovers it down in the low block. Up top for Dumpster. He'll drive into the lane. Throw up a runner for two.
There's that Dumpster floater that we've been waiting for. Love it.
33-29 in favor of Kennewick. Far side here is Davis. Davis along the baseline. Spin move. Has to get it up top to McClure. McClure on the dribble. Stops near side. Might have traveled. No call. And he forces one up and in over Dumpster.
Well, that was good defense by Niall Dumpster. I thought he took a few extra steps, but I guess that's why I'm sitting over here and not officiating.
Nice pass inside to Roberson. His lane put up and no good off a great pass by Micah Eggert. And Kennewick comes the other way. Here is Trautania far side. Trautania will baseball it on the near side. Now it's Brooks on the wing. Three on the way. That's around and good. Blue Devils may need a timeout, and they get one with 6:30 left in the third quarter. Kennewick 38, Wahai 29. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Timeout period is over. Blue Devils in possession of the basketball, trailing 38-29. Here's a pass inside Roberson. He lays the ball up and in off front. Great pass out front by Colt Pemberton.
I think this is really where Coach Hessler is coming into his own this season. You know, calling a play out of the timeout, it worked like a charm.
Larson gets a pass inside, shot blocked from behind by Bingham, but they call a foul on Derek. They say he got Larson on the side of the head. Okay. Larson at the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first by the big man is in and out, no good.
Well, at the risk of putting the reverse curse on him, he is not a particularly good free throw shooter, only shooting 16% this year, so hopefully he will continue on that trend.
Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Derek Bingham checks out after picking up his third personal foul. The second attempt by Larson, that one is good. Blue Devils now going with Roberson, Eggert, Pemberton, Dumpser, and Griffith. 39-31 in favor of Kennewick. Near side, here is Roberson. Has the ball knocked away, recovers, off for Dumpser. Dumpser far side to Jay Griff. Hands it off to Dumpser. Far corner to Pemberton. Pemberton against Larson. 8 seconds on the shot clock. He'll drive into the lane, throw it up. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back, no good. And the rebound off to Trautania. Had the ball knocked away. It's knocked away again. It's loose on the deck far side. Taken by Larson. Now it's knocked away by the Blue Devils. And now a held ball in the middle of the floor as Jay Griff ties up the 6-10 Larson. And the Blue Devils will benefit from the possession arrow.
That is just a classic Jay Griff play. I mean, when chaos reigns, he just keeps a cool head and goes and sticks his head right in the mix and comes out with the ball.
If they bring back the show Get Smart, he is guaranteed to be a chaos agent.
Absolutely.
As he lays the ball up inside, misses it off a lovely dish. So the Blue Devils waste that opportunity, and here's a three from the far side that is way off the mark. Rebounded by Jay Griff, and all over him and fouling him is Larson.
Well, that's an example of the bigger they come, the harder they fall. He just got his feet tangled up and landed on one of our guys. But everything is okay, and there's not a hole in the floor. So
Kennewick attempting a zip zone Conoco substitution, but play continues. Roberson bounced it near side to Jay Griff, up top to Pemberton. Pemberton against Larson will drive on Larson, pump fake, gets it up top for Eggert. Eggert with a basketball in the lane. Nice spin move on Brooks. Fadeaway jumper is around and in. I like Mike. You like Mike. Everybody likes Mike. 39-33. Kennewick 4:39 and counting left in the third. Long three by Trautania is in and out. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Larson. And the ball back to the Blue Devils in a zip zone Conoco substitution. It is Zender checking into the ball game. Jared Zender is in for Larson.
Micah Eggert, just an absolutely clutch play down low in the last possession. It really reminds me of Jalen Brunson of the Knicks when he does that. Just that little turnaround that is unstoppable.
Into the lane he goes. Near side, Pemberton spots up for a three. Looks good. It's a little too strong. Rebound deflected. Taken near side by Trautania. Trautania going to take it coast to coast. No, gets it in the far corner. Now it's on the wing. Here is a drive into the lane. Left-handed lay-in put up and no good by McClure, but he is fouled. That foul is called on Colt Pemberton. And that is the second on Colts. And the second in the quarter on the Blue Devils.
Well, not a bad foul. Kept him from getting an easy bucket.
Free throw by McClure. No good. So, yes, indeed, it was a good foul.
Again, ball don't lie, Roy. Ball don't lie.
Nope. And Shakira, her hips don't lie either. Even to this day. Can't get that out of my mind.
Sorry,
can't
buddy.
Get her out of my mind. What am I talking about? McClure splits the pair of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws, and it's 40-33 in favor of Kennewick. With the basketball near side is Micah Eggert. Eggert will bounce it inside for Pemberton. Gets around Brooks. Gets it on the far post to Jay Griff. Inside for Roberson, and Roberson is grabbed and fouled.
They're saying that's on the ground, so no free throws, but we'll take the foul. Get us into the bonus a little quicker.
And that foul on Zender is his second, team's second of the quarter. Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline. Near corner, it is Dumpster on the wing to Pemberton. Guarded by Trautania. Between the rings, it goes to Micah Eggert. 40-33 Kennewick. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update with 3:33 and counting left in the third quarter. Eggert drives near side. Eggert. Near side Dumpster, three on the way, going to be short. With a rebound off to Jared Zender of Kennewick. Now it's Trautania in possession. Trautania against Roberson. Nice defense. Near side here is Zender for three off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound off to Roberson.
Great defensive possession by Kalama Roberson there.
Yes, indeed. Here is Eggert, high post to Roberson. Roberson into the lane, goes in strong and scores, going around McClure.
So quick. He is so quick.
Roberson scores one for the team. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. A three out front by McClure. Off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound taken by Colt Pemberton. 40-35, Kennewick, 2:35 and counting left in the third quarter. Far side, Eggert with the basketball. Eggert will drive on McClure. Stop in the low block. Fadeaway jumper. This one's going to be off the mark. And the rebound off to Trautania. Trautania crosses the midcourt line behind the back with a dribble. Backs in. Oh. Out of control. Blows a lay-in. Rebound off to Pemberton. Pemberton going to take it coast to coast. Colt all the way. And he is blocked and fouled. Blocked and fouled by McClure of the Kennewick Lions.
Boy, you got to give McClure a lot of credit. There aren't too many people who will step in front of Colt Pemberton at full steam. It's like a locomotive coming down the tracks at you.
One of those cases where you look at the guy and you say, what, are you nuts?
Well, teenage boys aren't exactly known for their brains, Roy.
Knuckleheads, is that what you said last week?
Yeah, I believe that's the term of endearment.
Both Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws by Colt Pemberton good, and we have a 40-36 ball game in favor of Kennewick, and a timeout called by the Blue Devils. A full timeout with 2:12 left in the third. It's actually 40-37 in favor of Kennewick, and we'll tell you that the scoreboard update just a few moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back to the Wahigh Gym along with Peter Allen. I am Roy Elia. A Zip Zone Tunico substitution for the Blue Devils. Derek Bingham is back. He's out there with Niall Dumpster, Micah Eggert, Jacob Griffith, and Luke Higgins. Kennewick possesses the basketball out of the timeout period. Kennewick leading 40-37. Near side, Brooks. Pass inside for Cartania. Knocked away by Eggert. He forces him to the near wing. Now it's up top. Here is Zender. On the near side, Brooks. Three on the way by Brooks. Good. He hits another one.
Well, they shot 44% from beyond the arc in the first game, and Brooks has come out hot in the second half. We got to close out on him if we're going to have a chance here.
Three trays for Brooks here in the third quarter. 43-37, Kennewick. Eggert, near side, Bingham. A three on the way. It's in and out, no good, and the rebound off to Brooks. May have been a push on the baseline, but it was not called. Here is Brooks driving. Stops just inside the free throw line. Now it's off to Trautania. Trautania against Micah Eggert. Near corner, Brooks. Gets around, dumps her. Up top for Trautania. Near side, it goes to Bland. Bland on the far side to Zender. He'll drive into the lane, bounce it inside with the basketball. Putting the ball up and in off the glass is Davis. And just like that, Kennewick up 8, 45-37. We are now in the final minute. Time remaining third quarter. Far corner here is Bingham along the baseline. Cut off on the low block, gets it for Higgins. Higgins cutting to the goal, tried to pass it off, lost the basketball. Loose ball off to Brooks. Brooks on the dribble. Far corner to Davis. Couple of dribbles to the wing. Stops between the rings. It goes to Bland. Shot on the way for three. Is in and out. A heartbreak. And the rebound off to Higgins. Now to Bingham. Bingham with a basketball. Guarded by Trautania. Between the rings to Micah Eggert. He is guarded by Brooks. High post. Here is Jagriff. Into the lane. He'll put one up. A short one. No good. And the rebound off to Kennewick. Taken up by Bland. Kennewick could go for the final shot of the quarter. We're down to 13 seconds left and counting in the third. 45-37 in favor of Kennewick. Here is Trautania with a basketball. 6 seconds left. Long three out front by Brooks. He missed this one off the front of the rim. Rebound deflected far side. Knocked out of bounds by Bingham to the far sideline. And Kennewick will retain. In a zip zone Conoco substitution, Larson is back for Kennewick. He is in for Bland. 2.1 seconds left in the third quarter. Brooks to inbound. On the sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. A looping pass in for Davis. Davis will put it up from the near side. Hit the side of the backboard. Here after three periods of play, Kennewick 45, Wahigh 37. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to the Wahigh Gym. Along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. We're coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahigh Blue Devil boys trailing the Kennewick Lions 45-37. Shot in the lane by Zander is off the back of the rim, and the rebound off to Luke Higgins. A promising start to the fourth quarter for the Blue Devils, who trail by 8, 45-37. Top of the key here is Bingham. Bingham will drive all the way. Shot blocked by Trautania. The ball taken by Trautania. Pass on the near side with the basketball is Zender. Now it's up top to Trautania. Looks to drive on Roberson. Drives by him far side. Lays it up and in. Foul call.
Just an example of Daniel Trautania using his athleticism to get to the rack. Just a great player.
And they called that foul on Luke Higgins. His first. Trautania. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is no good, but there for the follow is Larson.
That's just 6'10 on not 6'10.
49-37 in favor of Kennewick. Zipzone Conoco substitution during the quarter break. Gabe Davenport is in. Derek Bingham with the basketball. Far side, Luke Higgins. Higgins will drive far side. Higgins, baby hook. Around and in for Luke Higgins. A much-needed basket for the Blue Devils, who trail by 10. 49-39 is our score. McClure into the lane, left-handed lay-in. Up and good for a slashing McClure. He has 10 points in the game, and the lead back up for Kennewick.
Kennewick did a good job of speeding us up a little bit.
Three near side, put up and missed by Jay Griff, and the rebound off to Kennewick. Kennewick leading 51-39. Near side with the basketball is Davis. Gets it in for Larson. Larson double and triple team. Gets it up top. A three on the way by Davis. Is around and off. No good. Rebound is taken by Bingham. Pass in the front court for Higgins. Higgins will lay the ball up and in transition.
What a great gather and go by Luke Higgins there. Just a really athletic play.
Trautania misses. And Derek Bingham with the rebound. That shot for Trautania around the free throw line area, not there. And here is Bingham into the lane. Short jumper, no good. And the rebound off to Trautania. Trautania into the front court. Trautania. Near side, Zender. In for Larson against Jay Griff. Gets it up top, wide open. Three on the way, put up. It's going to be short. That attempt by McClure. And the rebound off to Jay Griff. Now it is Kalama Roberson, 51-41 Kennewick, and a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 5:33 left in the final period. Micah Eggert, Zip Zone Conoco substitution after the timeout period. Kennewick will have a couple of substitutions as well, presented by Zip Zone Conoco after the timeout. 51-41 Kennewick is our score, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back at the Wahai Gym, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. The Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Kennewick Lions 51-41. We have 5:33 remaining to be played in the fourth quarter.
Really good timeout by Coach Hessler there. I think he saw that we were getting a little bit out of sorts on offense, especially in transition. We had Micah on the bench waiting to check back in, so calling timeout to get our floor general back in. I think it was a great play by Coach Hessler.
Near side, here is Gabe Davenport. Kennewick in a 2-3 zone. Out of the timeout, here is Davenport in the near corner. One dribble to the wing, up top to Micah Eggert. Far side, Kalama Roberson. Roberson, far corner to Davenport. Shot clock down to three, down to two. Long three, far side by Davenport off the back of the rim, and the rebound off to Brooks. Blue Devils empty out of the timeout. Kennewick in possession, leading by 10, 51-41. Here's McClure. High post, Larson in the lane for Trautania. Trautania gets around Roberson and scores.
He is so smooth. He really can get off whatever shot he wants, even under defensive duress.
20 points in the game for Trautania, 53-41 Kennewick, and Roberson far side along the baseline, bodied and fouled. He is fouled by Bland. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Colt Pemberton into the game. He replaces Jacob Griffith. 4:40 left in the fourth quarter, 53-41 in favor of Kennewick. The Devils inbounding on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Ball looped out front to Gabe Davenport, far side to Micah Eggert. Eggert against Brooks. Up top for Pemberton, far side to Higgins. Higgins will drive. Throws up a teardrop over Larson and missed it. Rebound off to Larson. Far side, Trautania. Trautania near side in transition. Now they get the ball in the far corner to Brooks for a shot that's around and off no good. That three three-point attempt by Brooks. Missed. A good look, but it would not fall. Blue Devils come the other way. Far side, it's Agard. Up top, Colt Pemberton. Pemberton drives by Larson. Drops it off inside for Roberson. Roberson down in the low block. Puts the ball up and in off the glass.
He is so strong. Even though he's not the biggest kid out there, boy, he gets his space.
And a long three out front by Trautania is up and good. He has 7 in the quarter, 23 in the game. And a timeout called with 3:55 left in the fourth quarter. Kennewick now up by a baker's dozen, 56-43. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update.
That one hurt. I'm not going to lie, Roy. That one hurt. Had some success on our end of the floor, getting a nice bucket, and he just came right back and just stuck a dagger right in us there. You know, put him up 13. It's fourth quarter. We gotta get some buckets here. We're gonna have to stop him on defense and be very, very efficient on offense for the rest of the game to even have a chance.
The scoreboard update was presented by our friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Kennewick by a baker's dozen, 56-43.
All right. Coach Hessler imploring them in the huddle in timeout. And our Blue Devil Warriors coming back out on the court with steel in their eyes and ready to go.
Zip zone Conoco substitution. Derek Bingham has re-entered the Wahine lineup. He is out there with Micah Eggert, Colt Pemberton, Niall Dumpser, and Kalama Roberson. Here comes Micah Eggert on the dribble. Top of the key to Pemberton. Pemberton against Larson. Down in the low block. Needs help. Loops it up top for Micah Eggert. Eggert near side gets around Brooks. Goes to the far side on the dribble. Now it's off to Pemberton. Near side Bingham. Bingham will drive on the far side. Left-handed lay-in is up and good for Derek Bingham.
Really good take and cut to the bucket by Derek Bingham to get that close and finish.
Now you got to play defense. 56-45 in favor of Kennewick. 3:20 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Here is Trautania down low. Trautania into the lane. Puts one up and in over Agard.
Yeah, just a mismatch. I don't mind when Micah guards him out on the perimeter because he's certainly quick enough, but that's just size.
Derek Bingham with the basketball. Colt Pemberton gets away from Larson, and he will score!
Great job by Colt Pemberton realizing that he had him on his hip, and he just blew by him on his way to two.
10 points in the game for Colt Pemberton, 58-47. Kennewick pass inside, knocked away by Dumpster, taken by Pemberton. Pemberton into the front court to Roberson. He lays it up and in, and he is fouled! Holy Toledo! The Blue Devils may not be dead yet with 2:41 left in the fourth quarter.
Well, good rebound on the defensive end. Got a good outlet pass to Kalama. Kalama under duress from Brooks. Laid that ball in, showing his athleticism, and now he's going to the line.
2:41 left in the fourth quarter. Kennewick 58, Wahine 49. And we will keep it here for the time being. And Peter, it's going to take a lot more of that for the Blue Devils to make what would be a miraculous comeback.
Well, it's a good thing I took my blood pressure medication today, Roy, because we've got another exciting fourth quarter. If Kalama can get this one down, cut it to 8, get a couple more stops, we're right in this.
A Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw upcoming for Kalama Roberson. He has 8 points in the game, 4 here in the fourth quarter. Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt by the sophomore is off the back of the rim. High for the rebound, Bingham, but he cannot corral it. The ball is taken by McClure. 58-49 Kennewick, 2:34 and counting left in the fourth quarter. A near travel by McClure, far side to Brooks. Brooks around a pick. Near side it goes to Zender. Now it's on the far side. With the basketball is McClure. McClure nearly had it knocked away. They're going to call a foul on Derek Bingham.
Well, it was pretty clear that they were just going to hang out on top and work the clock. So even though that's Derek Bingham's fourth foul,
And second in the quarter on the Blue Devils, and Kennewick will inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank with 2:20 to go. Far side, here is Brooks. Gets it up top, Zender. He'll drive near side, get it off on the near side to Davis. Davis against Pemberton down low. Gets it up top. Driving into the lane is McClure for a left-handed lane.
We got to move our feet better than that on defense. He just blew by Derek Bingham there for the bucket. Can't have that.
2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, 60-49 in favor of Kennewick. Here's Roberson down low. He lays the ball up and in, does Kalama Roberson. A little Kalama-lama ding-dong here in the latter stages of the fourth quarter. Here's a long three out front by Brooks. It's off the rim, no good. An ill-advised shot, I think, as the Blue Devils come the other way. Here is Bingham with a basketball. 60-51 in favor of Kennewick. Blue Devils, not a lot of time to waste, as Bingham drives to the goal, misses the lay-in, and the rebound deflected, taken by Kennewick. Then it's lost, taken by Dumpster, and Dumpster has his pocket picked by Trautania, goes into the lane and scores.
That is just hard, Roy, to get a freebie like that and give it right back at this time of the game was just cruel.
Very, very cruel. Timeout called by Kennewick. Kennewick up 62-51. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. A minute and 25 seconds remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. The Wahai Blue Devils trailing the Kennewick Lions 62-51. The Blue Devils will inbound in the backcourt.
Looks like Kennewick is going to introduce a little bit of press to see if they can disrupt us and cause us to take a little bit more time off the shot clock before we get into our offense. But they've laid it off a little bit, and here comes Micah.
Between the rings to Dumpster. Niall on the far side. Bingham, a three on the way by Derek. An air ball, rebound deflected by Pemberton, taken by Kennewick. And it's not looking good right now, Blue Devil Nation. Pass inside for Larson, who checked in during the timeout period. But another loose ball off to Kennewick. A 50-50 situation goes to Kennewick. Lions in possession of the basketball. Far side, it's Trautania. Pass to the near side. Bingham high in the air, knocks the ball away. It is loose on the near side, goes out of bounds. And the ball will stay with Kennewick with 7 seconds on the shot clock. 49.1 seconds to go in the fourth. 62-51 in favor of Kennewick.
Unless we get a Reggie Miller New York Knicks situation, it is looking grim for our Blue Devils.
And a reach-in foul in the backcourt on Micah Eggert. He reached in on McClure. And that's going to give Kennewick a fresh shot clock as Zender checks into the game. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Jared is in for Larson. Ball into Brooks. Closely guarded, and did he go over the midcourt line? He most certainly did. Over and back violation will give the ball back to the Blue Devils. And the ball will be inbounded on the near sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Ball is looped into Eggert. Here comes Eggert, hands it off to Roberson. Roberson driving near side. Stops, pumps, shot, missed it. Rebound off to Pemberton. Pemberton in the lane, shot in the lane, no good. Rebound comes off to Bingham, and he is fouled on the shot attempt with 29.6 seconds to go. He is fouled by McClure.
Well, if nothing else, it stopped the clock.
It most certainly did. Chance for the game to get extended a bit as Derek Bingham steps to the free throw line. First one on the Daily Grind free throw is off the back of the rim, no good.
That's a tough one.
This has been a tough one.
It really has. They fought hard. There
second
we go.
Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Bingham is good, and it's 62-52 in favor of Kennewick. And a foul in the backcourt on Kalama Roberson as he reached in on Trautania far side. That is three fouls on Kalama Roberson, four in the quarter on the Blue Devils. Kennewick inbounding far side, the ball into Brooks. And Brooks has the ball ripped away by Bingham. They're going to call another foul on the Blue Devils.
Wow, that was just a bad call, Roy. Derek took it from him.
Just ripped it out of his hands. And that is five personal fouls on Derek Bingham. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Jacob Griffith in for the Blue Devils. And Brooks, who had his pocket picked, but is bailed out by the whistle, will step to the free throw line. 25.8 seconds to go. The free throw is around and in. 63-52 in favor of Kennewick. Substitution presented by Zip Zone Conoco. Larson is back. He is in for Jared Zender.
Well, there's not much more to say tonight, Roy. It's just a good effort come up short.
Couple of follows off the miss by Larson and no good. And here come the Blue Devils. Here is Eggert with a basketball. Up top, here is Dumpster, a long three, going to be short. Rebound taken inside by Pemberton. Gets it up top for Dumpster. Tries another three. This one's off the back of the rim. Rebound off to Larson. Near side to Brooks. He'll pass it on the far side to McClure, and this ball game is over. Final score, Kennewick 63, Wahigh 52. And we will have our Chevelle Construction postgame show after a three-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Wahigh Gym along with Peter Allen. I'm Roy Elia. The Wahigh Blue Devil boys defeated tonight by the Kennewick Lions, a final score of 63-52. And on that rather unhappy note, we welcome you to our postgame show presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We begin our postgame show with the recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game. And, Peter, do you have somebody in mind for that honor?
Well, I thought that Kalama Roberson really was a difference maker, especially in the second half offensively. But he drew the assignment of Daniel Trautania here today. And even though Daniel had 27 points, Kalama did a great job defensively there, and that is not an easy assignment. And then he came up with 10 points all in the second half, taking it to the bucket strong. Just a great game by a sophomore player that is only going to get better.
Well, Trautania went up with 27 points in the game. He did not score in the third quarter. You recall when the teams met 4 weeks ago, he had 27. He scored only 6 in the second half and did not score in the fourth quarter of that game. So the Blue Devils have shown that they are capable of taking a big-time scorer out of the game.
Yeah, and that is what he is. I mean, he is a fantastic player. He scores well. He rebounds well. He's athletic. He's just a problem, and he's been a problem for this league for a long time. But, again, I thought we defensively did a good job. We were in front of him. We had hands slapping at him. He made some really, really tough shots. Made a big shot in the fourth quarter when he came down and hit that three. That was kind of the dagger that made it really tough for us to come back. I mean, he's a big-time player. You can't deny it.
So for his efforts tonight, we recognize Kalama Roberson as our Eric Kimball CPA Player of the Game. And we continue our Chevelle Construction post-game show on this Saturday night with final statistics. They are presented by our good friends and Wahigh graduates, Wahigh alums, Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring in the game for the Kennewick Lions: Brooks with 15, McClure with 12, Davis 4, Trautania 27, Zeke Zender with a deuce, and Cooper Larson with 3. Kennewick with 23 field goals in the game, 6 from long distance. Kennewick 11 of 19 from the free throw line. And in this contest, Kennewick was called for 13 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, who committed 15 personal fouls in the game: Kalama Roberson with 10, Micah Eggert 6, Derek Bingham 10, Gabe Davenport with 3, Jacob Griffith 2, Luke Higgins with 4, Colt Pemberton with 10, and 7 points were scored by Niall Dumpster. The Blue Devils with 20 field goals in the game, 2 from Bruce Reed territory. That means $20 more for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. The Blue Devils 77% from the free throw line, 10 out of 13. And the Blue Devils called for 15 personal fouls. Our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. So a lost weekend for the Wahigh boys and girls basketball teams in terms of wins and losses. Both teams defeated last night at Kamiakin, and here in the Wahai Gym on this Saturday, the last Saturday of January, Blue Devils will be going into February and contest next weekend, hurting units. Peter Allen?
Yeah, I mean, 0-4 is tough. It's probably tougher on the fans sometimes to watch that, but I think there's a lot of really good things that these two teams will take out of that. Really good experience for the younger players. I think the coaches are really making the right adjustments at the right times. And, you know, the players are playing hard. I think they're peaking at the right time. I think as we go into February and looking at districts, we're looking good. So tough losses. It's not fun. But I don't think it's a total negative. We're going to learn a lot from these.
Well, to coin a phrase from Lee Marvin in The Dirty Dozen at the very beginning of that movie, I think when he was talking about an execution of one of the American soldiers, he put it very, very simply to some of the brass in this closed-door meeting. He said, and I quote, "I don't like it, and I think it stinks."
Yeah, I mean, taking the losses is tough. But I think from last week, where the boys went 3-0 and the girls went 2-1, you know, we might have been feeling ourselves a little bit. Not that losing is anything we want to have happen, but as we go into next week, you know, the Southridge game is a really big game, especially for the 3A chase and positioning at districts. So I think it's going to focus our teams up a little bit and going into the next week, looking to rebound.
Well, I will say this, win, lose, or draw, I am proud of these young men and young women. I am proud of the coaching staffs. Just great, great people all the way around. And Blue Devil Nation can be very, very proud of these young men and women. They can be proud of the coaching staff. And, you know, again, this is one of those years where, you know, you go into the season and wondering what's going to happen. I mean, the girls, 8 seniors lost from a season ago. The boys losing 3 starters from a season ago. So, you know, I came into the season trying to look at things realistically instead of looking through it with rose-colored glasses, which I am known to do on occasion. And I was thinking if the teams could break even, that would be a realistic goal. The team is capable, and we have to remember, yes, it hurts right now. There is no question about it. This sucks. This stinks. It is not fun to lose. It is a bad, bad feeling. It's an empty feeling. It's a feeling you don't want to feel on a regular basis. But you need to keep in mind, and you need to be keenly aware, there are still 3 conference games to go, and it all begins next Friday night on the road at Southridge.
And that is going to be a big night for both teams. And I think they're going to be ready. The girls finally have everybody back. The boys are really peaking and looking good. Everybody's working hard. Everybody's focused and ready. I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about the Southridge game next week. And if we can win those games, you know, Richland, I mean, Richland's Richland. But if we can take the Southridge game, especially on the boys' side, that sets us up for districts. And I think we can do some damage there, you know. We're scrappy. We're absolutely outplaying what we look like in the program. I think we've outperformed our expectations. I think Coach Hessler is doing just a fantastic job. I think Coach Clark is doing a great job with, like you said, a lot of transition. And they've adapted, and they've really gelled in talking to some of the players. I think when you have a new coach – like Coach Hessler coming in, you know, teenage boys, they're not quite sure, but I have it on good authority that he's won over the locker room. He has the trust and respect of his players, and it shows out here. And that's all you can ask of a new coach. And so I think we're looking good. I'm really proud of our guys, and I think we're setting up really well for the rest of the year.
Some of the loved ones across the way consoling the likes of Derek Bingham and Kalama Roberson. And again, a week ago at this time, we were on top of the world. The Blue Devils had a great, great week. winning at Hanford, winning at Sageview, and then winning in overtime over Hermiston. The girls a nice showing, winning 2 out of 3. But this weekend, it just simply was not meant to be, and you've got to tip your hat to the Kamiokan boys and girls and the Kennewick boys and girls when the dust clears and you try to put a postscript on what happened this weekend.
Absolutely. Those are two really good ball clubs, both on both girls and the boys' side. We knew it was a tall order. You know, we went 0-4 against them earlier in the year, so we knew we had our work cut out for us. But I would say that in all cases, we put on a better showing this time than we did before, which just shows the improvement of the teams and progress, which, quite frankly, is all you can ask for out of a weekend like this.
Can we talk about a couple of the players, Derek Bingham and Kalama Roberson, being consoled on the far side by loved ones, and then you look to your right and you saw three of the players, you saw the seniors, you saw Jacob Griffith, you saw Colt Pemberton, you saw Niall Dumpster walking out very, very dejected indeed.
Well, that's okay, and that's a natural thing, but I don't think that'll last very long, and I think Coach Hessler and Coach Clark for the girls are going to get these guys ready to play in short order. So I think after maybe watching some TV and hanging out with buddies, I think by Monday they'll be ready to get back after it.
The week of preparation begins Monday for a couple of Mid-Columbia Conference tests coming up next weekend. The Wahai Blue Devil boys and girls will be traveling to Kennewick next Friday to oppose the Southridge Suns. With revenge on their minds, the Southridge boys and girls earlier this season defeating the Blue Devils here in the Wahai Gym. I believe it was the first Tuesday of the month, and it was Southridge coming in. And the girls looked most impressive. They looked like they could very well be on their way to a Mid-Columbia Conference championship at the 3A level. And the Southridge boys much improved, getting a nice win here in the Wahai Gym. Southridge girls winning 66-37. The boys winning by a final score of 75-70. And then after that Southridge game, oh my goodness, those big, bad Richland Bombers will be coming to town next Saturday night.
Well, you know, that's what's great about sports, is you never know what's going to happen. You look forward for challenges. We certainly have challenges in front of us for next week. And so I'm excited for our kids. I know they're going to play hard. I know it's going to be fun for us to watch them. So looking forward to a great week.
Well, I want you to know, my friend, it was a lot of fun having you on the broadcast once again. And, well, maybe we might have to do a 3-for-1.
Hey, I'll keep.
Really make Eddie Young jealous, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, just have Big Blue Boosters put it on my tab. I checks in the mail, and that would be the greatest. This has been so much fun. It's great to work with you. You make it so easy. And obviously, the joy is in watching these wonderful kids play basketball and compete. So it's been a true joy to be with you, and I would be thrilled to do it again next weekend.
Well, it was a tough day all the way around for Wahai basketball for the most part. Earlier in the day, Wahai girls C team defeated by Kennewick 21-17. The Wahai boys losing a freshman game to Kennewick 51-49. The boys JV did prevail over Kennewick 57-40. Also heard the Wahai girls junior varsity losing by a single point to the Kennewick Lions. A tough, tough loss for Coach Hebrew Ingram and his charges, and especially coming off that really, really bad loss last night in Kennewick to the Kamiokan Braves 62-37. Kennewick, not a real friendly environment, not a real friendly community, not a friendly town for the Wahai teams last evening. But as the saying would suggest, Mama said there'd be days like this, and we experienced a weekend like this as the Blue Devil boys and girls come up empty in Mid-Columbia Conference games with Kamiokin and Kennewick. We're hoping for better results next weekend. The Wahai boys and girls basketball teams in Kennewick next Friday to take on the Southridge Suns. The girls game will tip off at 5:45, followed by the boys game at 7:30. We will plan to take the air at 5:15 next Friday night. And next Saturday, the Richland Bombers will be in town. Kind of the farewell tour for former Wahai assistant Earl Stroyford, as he will be hanging it up after 27 miraculous seasons as head coach of the Richland Bomber boys basketball team. And next Saturday, the girls game will tip off at 3:15. The boys game will tip off at 5. Next Saturday, we will take the air at 2:45 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Some thank yous to go out as we sign off this evening from the Wahai Gym. First, we want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla School District 140 for their support of our broadcast. We include in that great group of people Superintendent Dr. Ben Guyan, Principal John Schumacher, and Athletic Director Chris Ferenz. And a big, big thank you to our in-studio engineer, Sebastian Gayden, a tremendous job at the controls. I believe it was his first go doing both ends of a Blue Devil basketball doubleheader, and he got a little activity last night and did a fine, fine job for us. Sebastian, we appreciate your efforts very, very much. We, of course, want to thank all of the great sponsors who helped make these Blue Devil broadcasts possible. And, of course, we want to thank each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation for listening to our broadcasts on this Saturday and throughout the weekend and throughout the season. For Peter Allen, I'm Roy Eliah telling you one final time as we sign off on this Saturday night, the last day of January 2026. Wahai boys and girls basketball teams going down to defeat tonight at the hands of the Kennewick Lions. Earlier, Kennewick Lion girls hang on for a 50-43 victory over the Wahai Blue Devil girls. And in the boys varsity contest, it was Kennewick coming out victorious over Wahai by a final score of 63-52. It is now time for the baby boy of the late Elvita Eliah, a 1943 graduate of Walla Walla High School, to return you to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC. For Peter Allen, I'm Roy Eliah, wishing each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahai Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.